The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
As we've said many times, the insurance system makes everybody a little bit crazy. Here's Antonio Briseño. He's the guy that we call the agent. He's your Health Markets Insurance agent, and he's able to get things done for you. He's been in the world for about two decades and seen it from the inside out, and he will tell you it's very chaotic, and it's not a do-it-yourself project anymore. And Antonio will encourage you to get connected with an agent, and that's what he will do, and we'll talk about that a little bit. So, Antonio, you're coming to us today from St. Martin, and we're going to do two things on the program today. We're going to lead in the first segment, and the theme's going to be gratitude, and you have a lot to be grateful for, and you're going to share some of those things with us. In the second segment, we're going to talk about travel insurance and supplemental policies when you are abroad, and as you will tell people, Antonio, people need to be protected when they're traveling. And then we have a little treat for you at the end of the program today, a little bit of an announcement and something that will be fun coming up on June 1st. So, Antonio, you're in St. Martin. How are things there?
Great. It's beautiful. Looking at the islands from the ship right now, it's a beautiful sight. Had the privilege of being here once before, and so looking forward to checking out the island more and showing the kids what a different country's like.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're coming at you from the perspective of gratitude. The theme of this segment is all about gratitude. Your kids have a lot to do with this, your family, and the ability to do some of the things that you do. Let's start there.
Yeah, so one thing it's amazing, I'm grateful for is, you know, the ability to be able to do this show from wherever we are as well. That's been amazing. You know, we were able to take the show live, and we were at Galaxy Fest, which was in town, so that wasn't really much of a distance to go, but that was still great. And then we were able to broadcast this show from Curacao. That was amazing. And we were able to have Mike Stahl on there. So that was great. If anyone hasn't listened to that show, please go to the podcast and check out that show. I believe it was April 6th. And so that was a lot of fun. And now we're here in St. Mark. So this has been amazing. And being able to be able to broadcast the show from wherever we're at is just incredible. So that's amazing. I want to say I'm thankful to be able to have the family with me. We're able to show the kids these different places and the things that they are able to experience. And then also, you know, wouldn't be able to do any of this without my clients as well. If I didn't have as many clients as I have clients help us always to be able to achieve the goals we have, and also my assistant. I would not be able to go on these trips and keep everything organized at the office without my assistant.
That's a lot to be grateful for. Yeah, and you know, you work hard, Antonio, and it's safe to say that a guy like you has done very well with Health Markets, and they do tend to reward you for that, and that doing well is not something you're doing necessarily for Health Markets, if that makes sense. What you do every day is for your clients, and Health Markets sees that, and they recognize that level of service that you offer.
Yeah, so that's one thing that I've always been thankful for with Health Markets is with all the companies that I've seen and been associated with, Health Markets has been the one that has actually taken care of their agents and is really thoughtful of their client base as well. So all their customers, they're very concerned about what products are best for the customers their agents are helping and consulting with and providing benefits for. So that's one of the biggest concerns health markets have, is to take care of their agents in a way that they can actually help, they can best help all the clients and the individual carriers we work with. So we have, in the United States, over 200 carriers that Health Markets works with. And so that's a lot of carriers. And so we have the advantage to work with so many different carriers throughout the United States. And also, you know, Colorado, as we talked about briefly last week, you know, we have in the state of Colorado, 6 carriers for health insurance we're able to work with that not other states might be able to do so. I mean, there are some states in the United States that only have 1 health insurance carrier for individual coverage. So it's pretty amazing. I think always we have a lot to be grateful for. And sometimes I think we all go through times where it's hard to think of that. You know, I think when we are struggling and having hard times and not everything is going the way we want it to go, that's hard to focus on that. But I think we all need to step back and really look at those things that we are grateful for and that things we do have in our life.
Agreed. Let's talk about this from the perspective of your ability to take these vacations and bring your family and spend this time with your family, especially in a place like St. Martin.
Sure. So, yeah, so we're really looking forward to St. Martin. And, you know, it's one of the places since we were going to be actually out of the country, and that was really cool. This is the kids' first time to actually have a passport and be able to travel internationally. But, you know, one thing besides that I'd like to bring up, and then we could have a special guest, is, you know, one place we went first was the Bahamas. And we went to a private island owned by the cruise company. And it was basically a water park, lots of water slides and different things. And one thing I always encourage the kids is to try new things. And even if you're scared and even if you're not sure if you can do it, but try it first. And so most of my kids have been doing that. We're going to have my daughter talk about her experience. And she did a bunch of those things. So maybe we can just have her mention 2 things that she did that she has never done before and how that felt.
That sounds like it would be kind of fun to hear from Emma.
Okay, so here is Emma. So Emma, why don't you talk about Devil's Peak? And Daredevil's Peak, and the other, what was the other thing you did?
Zip lining.
Okay, you're on there.
At Coco Cay, the private island, I went on my first water slide.
And what was special about that water slide you went on? You know, you went on more than one, didn't you?
Yes. I went on all of them but the drops.
Okay, so there was 2 water slides that had platform drops. So you stood on a platform and then dropped down, correct?
Correct.
So what was special about the last one you went on?
It was the highest slide known as Daredevil's Peak. And it was an hour late long.
And so is that slide also one of the largest in North America?
I believe so.
Great. So how did you like that slide?
It was pretty awesome. There was lights in the tunnel and lots of water.
Great. And then also, I think one thing we haven't really told the audience, didn't you also just learn to swim?
Yes. Before the cruise, we took swimming lessons nearly every other day.
Okay. And then the zip line, we tried that as well, right?
Yes. Yes, we did.
How did you like the zip line?
It was really fun. It really felt like I was flying.
Awesome. Well, thank you for giving us your comments and sharing your experience with us. And we'll let you go back to doing other things. So, yeah, that was a great experience. My daughter Emma was the first time doing the zip line. My mother joined us as well. And then my son, Trace, actually did a zip line on the ship. And that was great. We took videos of that and lots of pictures. And so there's been a lot of things on the different islands and on the ship that they have done that they have never done before. And so I think that's one of the main things that I really like to do is help them learn to do things they've never done before or never thought of doing. And I think that's also along with the practice and the business is what we want to do is we want to teach clients of, you know, things they're not aware of and the pitfalls they can avoid so that we can help them to have better coverage.
Right. And that's what we're going to dive fairly deeply into in segment two. I think you touched on something that is central to all of this. The hard work that you do for your clients is because you love your clients, you love the business that you're in. And so the really big deal here, the biggest deal of all, is that some of the things that you are able to do are simply not possible without your clients. And I think this is a great opportunity to show your clients a whole lot of appreciation right now.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely what, when we were thinking about the show, that's what I was really, it came to mind to me is, you know, we can't do this without, one, the clients. You know, it takes a long time to build a lot of clients. And so I have had some that have been with me my entire time at Health Market. And so that's awesome. And, you know, once again, I can't say it enough. You know, this is a second vacation that my assistant, Sarah, has basically held down the fort. And, you know, office is moving smoothly. And she also hired another employee while I was gone.
Yeah, selecting your team wisely is the thing that makes your business work so well for your clients. And again, you don't have a business without your clients.
That's right. And having the right staff is going to help you to take care of your clients the best way possible.
And that is the thing that helps make your brokerage work as smoothly as it does. Again, Health Markets recognizes that, and they commit lots of resources to helping you help your clients, which is the thing that, again, it makes it tick. You know, I'm sort of tempted to gush here a little bit, but I don't want to do that. But you understand where I'm coming from. It is the clients that make all of this.
Right. Oh, of course. And, you know, it's just like the radio show, you know. You know, you don't have a great radio show. You don't have a great radio station without lots of listeners that truly appreciate what you do.
And you do get feedback from listeners, and feedback is always invited and encouraged. Antonio, we're going to head to a break here, but before we do that, a reminder that if you are in need of insurance or a review of your insurance, Antonio would ask that you call 719-203-6424. So let's get this break out of the way. You're listening to The Agent with Antonio Briseño here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. You can listen live online at KRDO.com, and you can catch the show by podcast at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcast. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Briseño, who is the Health Markets agent, or the agent, And in this segment, we're going to talk about travel insurance and supplemental policies, all of these things that you should have when you are abroad. And Antonio is going to explain exactly why.
Whenever you travel, it's great to have a backup, because most of the time your major medical coverage is going to be on more of a reimbursement basis. And, you know, if you have those high deductibles and the high max out-of-pocket that we've discussed before, those aren't going to go away just because you decide to leave the country or leave the state. Those are still going to be in place. And a lot of plans today that are individual plans that are state-based. So if you go to another state, you might only have real emergency coverage, meaning that if you have to be hospitalized or, you have to be, it's a life-threatening thing. That's where the insurance company might come in. These little minor things, they might not help with. And so having some traveling coverage or having supplemental insurance that can help you throughout the United States and into other parts of the country is awesome. And, also people don't think about this as well, but some supplemental plans for Medicare also have foreign coverage as well. And so, if you have any questions about those things, give our office a call at 719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424. And if you want to set up an appointment, you can call the office today, leave a message, and my staff will get back to you. But the staff is there, willing to answer questions, even if I'm not in the office. But if you don't get a hold of me, just leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as we possibly can. But that's one thing we've just mentioned, how much we're grateful for the business and for our staff. If you call the office and I'm in an appointment or not able to answer the phone, my staff will be able to help you answer some questions and then also set appointments. And so on the supplemental insurance, it's great. So let's just start talking about what happens if, you live in Colorado, but you travel to New York. And let's say you sprain your ankle. It's pretty bad. You're having a hard time walking. So you're thinking, well, I'm going to find the nearest urgent care. You go to the nearest urgent care. They give you a bandage. They look at it. Maybe they tell you to ice it. Maybe they ice it a little bit. And then you go, well, and they're going to tell you, well, your insurance isn't going to cover this. You're out of state. So the supplemental insurances, a lot of the ones that we have, are going to cover you anywhere from, $500 to $1,000, depending on what you have. And so that could be really helpful. If you go to at urgent care, you're going to have to pay out of pocket, and then you can actually be reimbursed. Now, that same coverage that you had when you went to New York, you could have it all over the United States, and then you could also have that when you travel out of the United States as well. So if you're in Europe or if you're in the Caribbean, you're going to have that same coverage. So you can go to urgent care or an ER. So what I have noticed is most of when you're going in international traveling, it's probably going to be more of an ER than an urgent care. And so you go there and get taken care of. And, the process is fairly simple. You're going to go ahead and get the itemized bill while you're at that facility. And then you're going to come home and fill out the claim form. You're going to then we send that itemized bill with the claim form to the insurance company. Now, that process, my staff and myself help with completely. We will help you fill out the claim forms. We will explain exactly how to get the itemized bill. You will go ahead and send it to us, and then we will work with the insurance company to get all that process taken care of until you get a check in the mail. And so it's fairly simple, and we're going to actually make it easier for you as well. So it's pretty easy. We've done it multiple times. We've helped many clients with that process. And so we're going to make that process, whether you are in another state or if you're out of the country, it's going to be pretty seamless. So it is pretty amazing how that works and the many places you can use that. So there's also, I want to talk about some different stories as well of different clients that have had experiences. So we've had clients that have had injuries and illnesses, because it does cover illnesses as well. So if you are in another state and or in another country and have an illness, it's the same thing. You have an illness and you go to the ER, you know, it could be anything. Hopefully it's nothing too serious, but if you do have an illness and you're hospitalized or have to go to the ER, same process. You're going to go ahead and get the itemized bill, and then you're going to fill out the claim form, and we're going to help you send that all in. So pretty easy, and there's multiple different plans that we offer. So if you have any questions or concerns about this or have any interest and just want to find out how it'll work for you or your family, just give us a call at 719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424, and we'll go ahead and explain the different options, how it works, and how we can help you. Also, like I said, we have some different stories that we have seen. My families have had different experiences as well. One experience, well, just yesterday, one thing we want to talk about, nothing happened. We prevented it, but it could have been somewhat traumatic. So my son and I were in Puerto Rico walking along the coastline going to the fort there in Puerto Rico. And in Puerto Rico, they have a lot of stray animals, dogs and cats. They even had a sign that said, "Save Gato." Well, Gato is Spanish for cat. And they were everywhere. Kittens and cats. Well, of course, what do kids want to do? They want to play with the animals, right? And I'm sure that's everywhere, whether you're in an whether you're on an island or, you know, in your hometown. And so there are these cats everywhere. Some of them were really friendly, some were not, and there were some that were actually very scared. And so, you know, you have a wild animal and you try and play with it and pick it up, you know, what is it going to do? It's going to scratch, it's going to bite. So we had talked to some other people where that had actually happened, and it was not very pretty. Luckily, we had stopped that. So my son told him before we even got to the cats, do not touch them. And so if he would have touched the cats, and they would have, the ones that were quite frightened, and they would have scratched them. You know, you don't know what those cats would have. You don't know what diseases, rabies or whatnot, you know. And so then we would have had to go into like an ER or urgent care to make sure there were no problems or needed any shots or anything. And once again, that's where the supplemental insurance could have helped. So always need to be careful that nothing is happening. And have the proper coverage to take care of yourself, your family, so you're not having any surprises or any other expenses.
You've discussed it before about medical care facilities in foreign countries. How does it work when, if, for example, you have made the mistake and you've done something where you have put yourself in a situation where you've been injured? And now you need to interface with the system, the healthcare system in a foreign country. Describe that process and how Health Markets helps that.
All right. So, you know, it really depends on where you're at. So the incident that we dealt with, so another one that I have personally experienced was my wife hurt her knee while we were in Europe, and we went to an ER. And the experience was actually, I was very thankful. The experience with the medical facility was fairly easy, except for the challenge with the language barrier. That was a challenge. We were in a French country, in a country that mostly spoke French. And so that was a bit of a challenge. I did not speak French. So that was a little challenge. But, you know, luckily there, The cost was not as expensive. It was more of the time and the inconvenience and dealing when we're getting back into the USA of having to do the follow-ups and everything. But the cost was actually not that bad. And since it was a lot less than what you would have expected, like it would have been in the U.S., they did not take the travel insurance we had. So then everything was reimbursement. And so in that case, once again, if you're in that situation and you're one of our clients, we're going to help you with all that paperwork. And what Health Market does is they're going to actually provide some of the best companies that are going to make that process easier for you, that will have coverage in multiple places. And so my office will do is we're going to help you with that paperwork so you don't have to worry about it. You know, you come home and we're going to go through the paperwork and file everything for you so you don't have to worry. Pretty simple there.
Yeah, just one maybe off the wall question here. If I get injured and it's on a Sunday, and I know that you're not keeping office hours on a Sunday, what can you tell me that I should do in order to get myself taken care of and keep my family safe and protected until we can make contact, you and I?
So, yeah, if you already have coverages with us, that's the great thing. So the supplemental coverages are going to be reimbursement. So if you are in another country or if you are in another state, you are going to, the way the system works today, because most of the individual insurance policies are state-based. What that means is they offer mainly coverage in the state that you live in, unless for life-threatening emergencies. Now, there are some policies that might cover a little more than that. Can't go into the real details because I don't know exactly what policy everybody has. So it is according to the specific policy individuals have. So we're just going to say, let's just go with life-threatening emergencies because that's a lot easier.
Antonio, I'm afraid the clock has once again snuck up on us, and we are out of time for this edition of The Agent. However, one quick announcement, a meditation class coming up on June 1st at 8 a.m. at Boulder Park. You ought to join that with Antonio if you can. Antonio, a great program, and lots of great advice, lots of gratitude expressed for your clients. It's been a good half hour to spend with you, as always, and we wish you safe travels.
Thank you, Ted. Take care.
If you have questions or comments and you want to set an appointment because you are looking for insurance or you need an insurance review, give Antonio Briseño at Health Markets a call at 719-203-6424. And the agent will return Saturday at 11:30.
You've been listening to Antonio Briseño, the agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.